EdTech funding in Africa. From over 1,400 cities and 140 countries, we bring you the Good Morning Africa podcast. Good morning, Africa, and welcome aboard your pulse on everything business in Africa. I am Ritha Dong. For more, follow us on Twitter at the K Financial News, and you can find me at Ritha Dong. Your main story is brought to you by BK Capital, Rwanda's investment powerhouse. Elevate your franc investments with the Aguka Unit Trust Fund, offering impressive returns of up to 10.4%. Dive deeper into the world of this and more opportunities at www.bkcapital.rwanda. EdTech startups in Africa raised $24.6 million, or about 0.7% of Africa's total funding in 2022, according to data from Disrupt Africa. It represented a 69.6% decline from 2021 highs. This decline in funding to digital learning underscores one aspect of the challenge of delivering education with technology, even as digitalization spreads its wings across Africa. Abdulrahman Niyonizeye, founder, Smart Class Rwanda, tackles how EdTech startups can better align themselves to more funding.
EdTech companies still face challenges concerning a small share of venture capital coming into Africa. I believe this is mostly because of the traditional belief that education is a social good. Education has a lot of potential to grow and make even more profits. Every single person will once consume, in brackets, the so-called education in their lifetime, sometime in their lifetime. This is an interesting part, and I believe there is still hope for a sector to better position itself and secure more funding. Like, the challenges happen at the bottom when you haven't figured out your business model. But as soon as you figure the business model, which can take time, like for me, it took me about 3 years to be sure that this type of business model can work. But as soon as you get this business model, then you see that the numbers start to be positive and promising that you can even make more money, and you start to be seen relevant to the investors, especially the VCs. But again, I think government, together with parents, has to communicate, has to understand that to have a quality education, there is a need of private sector effort as well. Because if you look at the innovations happening in education, they're mostly being brought up by private companies, not the government and not the parents, right? So if these private companies are encouraged to keep doing so, this is going to yield more results. This is going to bring new approaches to learning, new methodologies of learning, and new options towards the learning, which I believe is the future that we need. Education has remained unchanged for the last couple of centuries. And I believe this has to change. But who is going to invest into this? Who is going to, you know, to innovate how people learn, to innovate how we can quickly give chance and opportunity for all students to access quality of education? Does this mean the country has to build libraries in each and every school? How much is this going to cost, and how much time is this going to take? So by encouraging innovation, especially in using technology, this can fasten how many people can access quality of education in a short period of time. Not only that, there is a need of more innovations in how people learn and how people approach learning. I think this has been changing recently, and it's a good thing, and people should be incentivized to keep innovating how people learn. And I see this as an opportunity for investors to make more bets as well as more profits.
And a quick look at the markets. The market segment is powered by the Development Bank of Rwanda. We empower you. Prime Energy PLC, a hydropower company, received approval from the Capital Markets Authority in Rwanda to issue the country's maiden green bond. A first for the country, the green bond proceeds will be used to construct a new hydropower plant and help maintain existing plants. Hydroelectric power contributes about 40% of Rwanda's total electricity generation. Hence, the country has one of the lowest electricity consumer prices on the continent. And a quick trip around Africa. The regional bank, Equity Group, beat its African peers to emerge the strongest banking brand on the continent and second in the world, according to the 2024 Brand Finance Rankings globally. There were two other African brands, the First National Bank and Kenya Commercial Bank, in the top five alongside Romanian Banca Transylvania, all earnings AAA plus ratings. However, there was a dent in Africa where there was a fall in Nigeria as a banking jurisdiction, according to the country's rankings by Brand Finance. ICBC, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, maintained its position as the world's most valuable banking brand for the eighth consecutive year, boosting a brand value of $71.8 billion. Nigeria's annual inflation rate soared to a fresh 1996 high of 31.7 in February of 2024, up from 29.9% in January and above market forecast of 31%, mainly due to the effects of oil subsidy removal and devaluation of the Naira. Between June 2023, when the foreign exchange market was liberalized, and mid-February 2024, the Naira has depreciated by 69%, leading to considerable rise in import costs and significantly impacting Nigeria's import-dependent economy. Other drivers of inflation include instability in food-producing areas of the country, deteriorating rural infrastructure, and climate change. Food inflation, which accounts for the bulk of Nigeria's inflation basket, continued to climb to hit 37.9% in February, the highest since August of 2005, from 35.4% in the prior month. The annual core inflation rate, which excludes farm produce, jumped to a multi-year high of 24.7% in February. On a monthly basis, consumer prices surged by 3.12% in February after a 2.64% rise in the prior month. Thank you for always waking up with us. Good Morning Africa is a product of the K Financial. If you have suggestions or you just want to check out more stories, visit the website. That's thekfinancial.com. And don't forget to subscribe. You can also find us on all social media platforms at the K Financial. And you can find me at Rithadong.